You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, this actually works out really well. We have three girls, three boys competing today for the annual Dom and Jeremy Scary Laugh Contest. Usually so bad it's good.
Yes. It's tradition here.
So what we'll probably do is we'll go through the six contestants that we have. Tara, Andrew, Heather, Corey, Sharon, and Martin. And then we'll narrow it down to two and have them do a laugh off. Is that good?
That sounds great, man.
Okay. Well, let's get to it. Tara, good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Tara, it was anxious for this because she called about an hour and a half ago and she's been holding this whole time.
Thank you for holding. You're a rock star.
I'm very patient.
I'll say. Well, we're glad you called. You know how it works. You've got just a few seconds to give us your very best scary laugh, and then we're going to throw you back on hold, so don't hang up. But are you ready to go?
Of course I'm ready.
Here she goes, ladies and gentlemen, Tara.
That's a solid witch right there.
That was well.
That's a really... 6-year-old designated that's what I was going to be for Halloween, so I had to practice.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Tara, hold on. Good. Don't go away, okay?
Hold on.
Okay, I'll be here.
That's a good one.
There she is. Andrew, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Oh, I can tell already. This is going to be awesome. Right.
Have you been practicing while you were on hold?
Maybe.
Frankenstein?
You got a few seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, on the Scary Laugh Contest, here is Andrew. Went a little different direction than I thought he might go.
I thought it was going to be much deeper for longer. But he gave us a at the end.
Andrew, hold on. Don't go away, okay?
Hold on, buddy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's fine. He talks like this. But then it's like a leprechaun. Now, an evil Heather, you know an evil Heather's got to do pretty well, right, Heather?
You wouldn't even have to practice.
Yes. No, didn't have to practice at all.
You're up to bat, Heather. Let's see what you got.
Okay.
You kind of sound like your baby talking to a dog or something.
Want some snacks?
Oh, that's funny. Heather, very good. Hold on. Don't go away. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. We're halfway through. We have to narrow it down to two. Next up is Corey. Good morning, Corey. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks.
Have you been practicing?
Can neither confirm nor deny.
Fair enough.
Do you have people in the car with you or wherever you're at right now?
I don't, but my windows are rolled down as I count.
I hope you are
practicing
at an intersection or something. Yeah. All right, you're up to bat, Corey. Let's hear what you got.
All right.
Oh, that's a good one.
Got a little hang time there at the end.
Sounded like my colonoscopy doctor.
Corey, stand by. Don't hang up.
Hold on, Corey.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Next up, we got two to go. One is Sharon. Good morning, Sharon. Welcome.
Good morning.
We've been doing this for about 20 years, and we look forward to it every year. Let's see how you do in the 2020 edition, Sharon. You're up. Ready?
I feel like I'm among professionals. I feel like an amateur here, but okay.
Well, that's all right. There was a couple that weren't that good. I won't say which ones.
Okay, I'm ready. You can
okay,
tell
you ready?
Me then,
okay, go.
Yes.
Ready and go.
Was pretty
nice,
good.
You had a lot of power.
Did you tinkle a little bit when you did that? Or...
I hope.
That's a valid question.
You better go check.
Listen, hold on just a second. Don't go away.
While you're
right?
on hold. All right.
We've got to narrow it down to two here in just a moment. Martin, good morning. Thank you for holding and being patient.
Morning.
No, morning.
You get to bring it home. Morning. Let's see if you make it into the laugh-off at the end. Ladies and gentlemen, with the scary laugh, here's Martin.
Thank you for calling in, Martin.
Hold on, don't go away.
Hold what a on. Half, you know what laugh that was.
Are you saying this is the 2020 half-ass laugh contest?
And he hung up. He knew. He just hung up.
He's like, I'm out. He's
okay.
We need to narrow it down to two.
Sharon, I think, was pretty darn good. I mean, she was so nervous.
I'm feeling that, too. Sharon.
She's very powerful.
And it, other than that, to me, it was between Tara and Corey.
I agree. Those would be the three of my favorites, too.
Do you want to do a three-person laugh
Let's do
off?
A three, and then we might have to go down to a two, depending
no,
on time.
No,
you want to do
can't
three?
I stand that.
Ha, ha, ha. We can do, can we get three on the line at the same time?
Yeah. We do, maybe.
Or should we
just
don't
say... have to put them at the same time. Let's say this. Let's say that Heather and Andrew, we love you guys. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you
we're
so much.
We're going to let you get on with your lives. They were very good, but can only be so many. So we're going to have Tara, Corey, and Sharon in the laugh-off.
All right. Let's bring in, I brought in Josh here too, so he can chime in if you want to, Josh.
Yeah, Josh, you get to listen and get a final vote here, okay? Tara,
okay.
You made the finals. Are you excited?
Well, yes, but I wanted you to know that I have other talents. I can sound like a ghoul and a creep as well.
Well, next year when we do the ghoul and creep
we'll
contest,
do the creep off, yeah.
Make sure you call us back.
Wait, what does a creep sound like?
Well, listen to Josh.
Oh.
I mean, everybody knows that.
Total creeper. No, but really, what does a creep sound like?
That's my exact laugh.
That sounds like Josh.
A little creepy, yeah.
All right, so now you get one more chance to impress the judges. So, Tara, you got it. Don't save anything in reserve.
Don't
Leave
Martin
it,
it okay?
Here.
You got it.
Martin. You're up for your final. Ready and go. Not
All right,
bad.
Not bad. I feel not like bad. You're standing in front of a cauldron.
Hold on.
All right, that was good.
Corey, this is your chance to impress the judges in the laugh off. Deep breath.
Right.
And let her go.
Solid.
That was a solid effort.
Solid
Corey.
Try, dude.
Solid. Hold on. Don't go away.
All right.
It's already going to be tough to choose.
She was so good.
She was so good, wasn't she?
That's
right. Oh, my 12-year-old and I are deciding if I should change it up or do the same.
Mm. Well, that's the thing. You know, when you get into the final, now think about it this way. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen, like, the slam dunk contest in the NBA or whatever, but the dunks that got them into the finals may not be the dunks they do in
you're,
the finals.
You're really going to need to wow us here to beat Tara because she was a good witch.
Look at people who do the, diving competition in the Olympics. They might do one to start with, and then they come back in the finals with something else.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to show you my range today.
Okay. All
Ladies
right.
and gentlemen, in her finals appearance, here is Sharon.
Okay.
It's kind of like a scary Santa Claus.
It was! Guess who's getting cold?
I had to go big.
All right.
Really good.
I know everybody's really good. Listen, hold on, don't go away. Do we need to take 2.5 minutes to ponder?
Yep.
And we'll come back then and name our winner, Tara, Corey, and Sharon Stand by. We'll announce our verdict next.
Well, I got to tell you, this was really, really tough this year.
And really good contestants.
And I will say, that's not just lip service, because in years past, we've had many times one person who was head and shoulders above everybody else. Mm-hmm. This year, though, we had three really good finalists.
We were really scratching our heads during that song there, trying to figure out which one was the best. Should we vote?
Well, I'm going to say Corey. Josh, what do you say?
I liked Corey. I liked him.
But
I'm going to go with Tara.
Tara.
Oh, why does he got to come down to me?
Jeremy, you're going to decide.
Well, first of all, I would like to say thank you to Sharon.
Look, she was a finalist.
You were a finalist. Well done.
There's no shame in being
a
finalist.
There's no shame. You made it to the top three. Thank you. But I'm going to have to go along with Dom and say Corey is our winner today. Oh. How was that?
Let's talk to him real fast.
He's so good.
Corey, congratulations to you, my friend.
Good job, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Well done. You had a nice slow build up. I think that second one really sealed the deal, man.
Yeah.
Nice. I thought you might like that.
Yeah, we did really like that.
Yeah.
And like you said, all the contestants were great and our finalists were great. Tara, you were so close.
So close, Tara. And thank you for holding for so long and playing.
Corey, you're going to get the gift card to Target to go do a little shopping. Okay, buddy?
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You bet, man. Have a fun Halloween.
Can you give us one goodbye scary laugh before we put you on hold?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay.
Hit it.
How do you want it? Do you want it a little higher? Do you want it a little lower?
I like the lower.
Yeah, low's good.
Okay.
Get low.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, see? That's why you won.
A little bit of breakfast came up on really it. I know. A little bit of egg I'm off and out at the bottom.
I gotta keep the bacon come back up.
Hold on. Josh will tell you about your gift card, okay?
Thanks,
man.
You're welcome. Thank you. And thanks to Tara and Sharon.
Yes,
and
well
Heather
done,
and
ladies.
Andrew and Martin. And even Martin.
Yes, even Martin.
It's fun every year. Thank you, guys. We'll bring it back. You guys have a full year to practice for the 2021 edition.